Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and I'm sitting down with author J.T. Ellison to talk about her new book, A Deeper Darkness. How are you doing, J.T.?
I'm fabulous. Good to see you this morning.
Very good. Welcome. Your career includes stints as a White House staffer, a financial analyst, and a marketing director. Tell us how you wound up being a writer of crime dramas.
Well, not through any of those. I started out really more watching Profiler on TV while I was dating my husband in grad school. That was kind of date night. We would do our homework and then we would watch Profiler. And I was fascinated with the idea of applying psychology to crime. And that sort of started a love affair with forensics. And I went on from that. I still wasn't writing. I took almost 7 years off, 8 years off, because my college professor told me I wasn't good enough to get published. So I listened to her and went into politics instead, which, you know, was probably a good thing. You get a lot of life experience and you move on. But it wasn't until we moved to Nashville and I put my back out and had to have back surgery and started reading John Sanford while I was recovering that I really, you know, realized, hey, I can do this. This is something I want to try. And it all started from there.
Your character, medical examiner Samantha Owens, is a recurring character in the best-selling Taylor Jackson series. She's Taylor's best friend, but she's also the series' conscience and heart. What was it that told you she needed her own story? And what was it like writing a book that didn't have Taylor at the center of it?
Frightening. Very scary. I didn't know if I could do it. She had been such an integral part of everything that I've done in my entire career that the idea of writing without her, it was like, you know, the tightrope without a net. But Sam is such an incredibly strong character. And once I started working on her, her voice just came out. She was never a point of view character in the Taylor books. So Where All the Dead Lie, which is the seventh Taylor book, is the first time we actually are in Sam's head. And I got so entranced with how she spoke and how she thought that I knew I wanted to try to write a book from her perspective. And it worked.
In A Deeper Darkness, you touched on the flood that devastated Nashville, and you bring the atrocities and that loss that occurred to life to the reader. How difficult was it using something that had affected you so personally in one of your own novels?
It was very difficult. During the flood, we were surrounded by water on three sides and had a tree down across the only access road. So we were an island for 3 days. And we didn't know what was happening. We, you know, would see the helicopters flying over. We knew it was bad, but we weren't anywhere. You know, the radio batteries died. We had no power. We had no cell phones. We had no telephone. So we were literally an island. The water stopped at my next door neighbor's house's car's wheel well. I mean, that's how close we had. I mean, we had no damage to our house. We got so lucky, but all the neighborhoods around us were devastated. And it was, it was horrifying when we finally found out what was going on and what those helicopters were doing. And they were doing water rescues in our old neighborhood. And people were dying a mile from our house. And it was horrifying. So there was a little PTSD when I went back and started writing Sam's story and how she lost her family in the flood. And it was really difficult.
She went through some pretty traumatic stuff to get to the point, yeah, where the story opens. Book two in the Samantha's saga is coming out in December. What can you tell us about that book, and when do we get to see more Taylor?
Okay, Edge of Black is the next Sam, and she is facing something rather horrifying. It's a terrorist attack on the subway in Washington, D.C. The Sam books are set in D.C. versus Nashville setting for the Taylor books. And she is right in the middle of this attack and has to find out what's going on. And it's got ties closer to her than she can possibly imagine. As far as Taylor, Taylor is on a very well-deserved vacation right now. She's getting a tan. She's drinking some rum drink and a good book in her hand. And she is coming up in short stories that I'm doing. So, you know, I can't let her go entirely, but she had a really rough run of it. So I thought she deserved a little vacation.
sounds good. I think we could all use one of those vacations every now and then. Thank you so much, JT. All the best for the success of A Deeper Darkness. It's a terrific read.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.